APR News has been looking at how the coronavirus pandemic has impacted how we live in Alabama. Many workers are without jobs, public school students are preparing for online classes, and everyone is being asked to wear masks and to social distance. This ongoing health crisis also appears to be having an impact on the environment. APR's Stan Engel took a look at what's going on, and he files this report.
Masks make a difference. It is one of the primary fundamental tools that we have.
That's Dr. Anthony Fauci talking about the importance of wearing masks to help stop the spread of COVID-19. While the masks have the benefit of helping protect people from the illness, it's what happens when these masks wear out that's causing concern.
Every time it rains, everything on the ground ends up in a river.
That's Casey Calloway. She's the Mobile Baykeeper. She's seen examples of masks and other forms of personal protective equipment, or PPEs, being discarded in a haphazard manner.
Just because you throw it out of the car window on the side of a road, that's not where it stays. The next big afternoon thunderstorm is going to wash it into a storm drain, and it's going to head straight to its nearest river.
Calloway says the pollution includes the personal protective equipment people are using to stay safe during the pandemic.
So the things that nobody should be touching who is not masked or gloved during the times of COVID, people are disposing on the side of the road more frequently and more regularly.
Once those gloves and masks eventually make it to the waterways, it gets picked up by a variety of animals. Calloway says this could prove fatal for many of them.
Birds see those gloves as food, and it can choke them and kill them. Fish see the little broken bits of gloves or masks as food.
It's not just the side of the road. The pandemic has kept a lot of people home from work. And this leaves the great outdoors as one of the few escapes people have to get out of the house and for a change of scenery. Folks like Calloway believe that greater appreciation for the Alabama's parks and beaches is a positive side effect of the pandemic, but bigger crowds have their problems too.
It could easily be a catch-22, but because more people are outside, we are getting more reports of litter. We're getting more reports of red clay running in a river, more reports of pollution issues.
Mobile Baykeeper is also a financial supporter of Alabama Public Radio. This problem of growing crowds and the litter that they leave behind isn't limited to the coast or the state's waterways. The forest has also seen an increase in visitors.
Many of them are first-time visitors.
That's Janice Barrett. She's a board member with the Environmental Education Association of Alabama. She's also the outreach coordinator for Wild South.
So people who are coming out to hike for the first time and explore, it's just been really incredible to see the diversity of people and the diversity of skill levels of people who come into places where they are not necessarily prepared to be.
But Barrett says that they're seeing their share of increased litter as well.
Even into the deepest parts of the wilderness, we haul out stuff like coolers, full-size coolers with wheels on them. Crates of bottled water, mattress pads. I mean, like, you know, full size that you would have in your on your bed at home.
Barrett and her crews are finding a lot of rubbish you wouldn't expect to find. She says what she isn't seeing is the PPE often found near roads and parking lots. Barrett is concerned not because people are being careful with their masks and gloves, it's because they may not be wearing them at all.
We see very little social distancing on the trails and where people are camping. I don't think we picked up a single discarded mask or pair of gloves simply because people aren't using them very much out there, which is kind of scary.
Barrett says it's frustrating to see how people are acting while out in the state's forests and parks.
It really pisses me off. We are constantly asking, what is the matter with people? What is the matter that somebody would come out to this gorgeous, pristine place and leave dirty diapers and used condoms? I mean, everything imaginable we find out there.
Barrett thinks part of the blame comes from the level of experience of people who are coming outside. She says some of them just do not know how to follow the leave no trace model.
It creates a lot of work for us and our volunteers. It's been a pretty interesting thing to witness.
This is where education comes into play. Maggie Johnston is also a board member of the EEAA. She's also the Dean of Education for Camp McDowell. They offer both nature and farm schools for young people to learn about the environment and where their food grows. Johnston believes it's important for people to learn how to conduct themselves in the woods early on. The pandemic is making that difficult right now.
And the impacts that we've been seeing have been devastating for our kind of programs. The schools closing mid-March meant that our environmental center and farm school closed, and we were expecting to have between the two of them, probably around 4,000 or 5,000 children come through for our 3-day programs.
One of the ways that they're working around this is to offer family field trips where parents or guardians can stay with the children. Johnston says this creates a different kind of learning environment during the coronavirus pandemic.
Having mom and dad there with the children could perhaps influence them in a way that they might not if it was just there with the school group. So I'm excited about trying that.
And since the farm and nature schools had to close due to COVID-19 and the summer is seeing folks staying home, Johnston says that they're making plans to interact with children once schools begin to reopen. It's taking its inspiration from online classes for youngsters and the Zoom meetings their parents are sitting through.
We're doing some virtual, which you think, environmental education, how can you do it virtually? We've come up with some things like ask a farmer, ask a naturalist, and having us be live in the classroom.
There are other ways you can learn to help the environment during the pandemic. One of the most common ways is to reduce the amount of garbage you and your family produce. Mary Liz Ingram talks about that during the Living with Less Plastic commentaries that she does here on Alabama Public Radio. She says taking stock of what plastics you use is a good place to start.
So while you're home, you know, take a look in your bathroom and see how much is in there. That was the room that shocked me the most. To start exploring some ideas of dental care or different soaps and shampoos. There are so many more options that are available now that are zero waste. They're plastic free. They work great.
Another area where more garbage is being generated is because people are eating out more to avoid sitting in restaurants. Ingram says that there are things you can do there as well.
Go to restaurants that do a good job of being more eco-friendly. You know, maybe they give you your food in paper bags and more cardboard containers instead of styrofoam.
And if you can't get around that, she says there is something you can do at diners. It's sort of an environmental version of hold the pickles, hold the mayo.
The easiest one, no matter where you go, is just to refuse the extras, you know, the sauce packets, utensil packs, straws, any of that extra plastic. You don't necessarily have to have, especially if you're bringing the food to your own house.
Every one of the environmentalists that we talked to spoke about the importance of leaving no trace and cleaning up as much as you can whenever you go outside. They all encourage people to go outside during the pandemic. Ingram says putting one foot forward environmentally can help break up the monotony of the quarantine.
I think mentally it can give you a boost also when, you know, the world seems kind of heavy and hectic and a little scary, and you can know you're taking steps to at least be more environmentally friendly.
And while people are being told to socially distance, Janice Barrett says there is something you can do outside that you can't do while social distancing to stand apart from strangers.
And remember that you can still hug a tree.
I'm Stan Ingold, APR News in Tuscaloosa.